Saints trying to get at least one or two more plays off before this two-minute warning.
Breeze in the gun, three receivers left. He drops back, pressure up the middle, throws it, and that ball is intercepted. Intercepted at the 20-yard line by Jordan Lewis. Return to the 16.
Son of a bitch!
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I got myself a Bloody Mary.
It's a Bloody Buddy.
We are recording on a rare Saturday morning because the Saints played on Thursday, so last time we realized that if we wait too long, we forgot everything about the games. This time, I think we would like to forget everything about the game, but I guess we have to talk about it. Just like the Cowboys talked so much smack leading into the game, and then they actually showed up and backed it up. Our offense seemed to me like one of those entitled children who is used to getting everything, and it comes easy for them, and then all of a sudden you meet somebody who takes your candy bar, and you don't know how to respond to that. Wait, what? I don't get everything freely? Some people might say it's a good thing we lost now. Give us a reality check, a reminder that if you want to win at all, you actually have to show up and prepare for the matchups that you're going to face each week. And that and the refs have to, you know, be able to see straight, I guess. Anyway, put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. You got a number?
I do. I did mix it up since it's breakfast time, so I got a little screwdriver, so I'm a 1.5.
Ah, the thing got screwdrivered.
Well, the wine streak ended, so I really can't be drinking wine at 10:30 in the morning. Not that much of an alcoholic. Yeah, right? That's where I draw the line, Jeff.
Right. Switch to vodka. All right. Damon, welcome to the show. How you feeling?
I'm ready to talk about let's get into game preview.
No, we're going to get into game recap.
No, game preview.
I don't know. I think we need, you know, it's been so long since we've had certain therapy to talking about it.
No doubt. It is. I stayed up late after the game to listen to Bobby. You know, since I was in high school and we'd lose, you know, back in the day, that would always make me feel better, you know, listening to the point after with Buddy D and
WL.
Today was a 4-box game.
No, it was a 1-box game today, Thursday.
Yeah, no doubt. You just like to make sure that, like, I'm not crazy, right? And then they would bitch about everything and complain and point out all the same things that you were angry about. And you're like, okay, I'm justified.
All right.
But what happened? I mean,
They got humbled. Yeah.
Humbled on offense. Like, the defense was humbled against the Bucs, you know, week one.
But why? I guess that's... I know what happened. I saw it, but... Why or how is it that the offense that could not be stopped suddenly could be stopped? I mean, it can't just be Terron Armstead.
Well, no, because the pressure came up the middle. I don't know. The line played really, really poorly. I mean, Bushrod struggled, but all the problems were the pressure up the middle, and that's what always gets Breeze, and that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys were all healthy, and they whooped us. Plain and simple. Their defensive line kicked the shit out of our offensive line, and that's the story of the offense.
All right, let's move into look at
game preview.
All right, quick vent about the refs, and I'm going to preface this by saying, yeah, I think we all have a right to complain about the refs and how they seem to favor Dallas, but there were. A few times, if you have to be objective about it, where they favored the Saints. I mean, you had the face mask that they didn't call, probably a makeup for the non-targeting.
No.
Because it was those three or four penalties on the drive that the Saints actually scored a touchdown on. I mean, those are huge. And, you know, the offsides, I think, lining up in the neutral zone, people thought that was a little questionable. But it did kind of go both ways. So Michael Thomas did get mugged.
That's the one that
Eli Apple sneezed on a guy. Oh, here comes the flag. So if that's what you want to bring up, I mean, you could point.
Yeah, I think there's a conversation we had about the lack of targeting calls.
The first drive of the game, that third down throw to Michael Thomas. I mean, he was clearly
he was draped all over him all night, and they did nothing about it. They gave him, I think, what, one PI call that the whole night.
They definitely. I remember at least one.
Yeah,
but you could be frustrated at that, but. In reality, I mean, look, the defense played their asses off. Seven sacks, two takeaways, held them to 13 points.
Right. I mean, you can win 100 out of 100 games when the defense keeps someone under
two touchdowns. Especially with Drew Brees and Sean Payton. But if Drew Brees is pressured and hit and rushed and thrown off his game, no.
Well, look, that's any quarterback. I heard that all week long, and I hear it, I guess, every week. Oh, you put pressure on Brees. Yeah. That's any quarterback. Yes, if you hit him.
Right. It's like he's the only quarterback. Right.
Right. I mean, that is not a Drew Brees specific.
Well, that's why
thing.
He's not the greatest. That's why they can't put him in the conversation for the greatest of all time. Yeah, because he gets off his game if he gets hurried and knocked around.
Right.
Tom Brady? Nope. Perfect. Every time.
It's not like the Bills and Jets are putting a lot of pressure on Tom Brady.
Right.
In addition to that, I mean, they just seemed like there were a lot of drops, mm-hmm.
You're going to drop it when you're getting knocked around before the ball gets there.
Easy drops. Like Kamara had a couple drops. Traquan Smith had a huge drop in the red zone. I mean, he probably could have scored on that play and just, there it goes right through his hands.
All right. So what the hell? They've been amazing all year. And did Dallas get in their heads?
No. I mean, look, we've talked at some point the Saints do play a game like this every year. They just come out and it's like, nope, they don't have it.
True.
And so look, we've gone 10 minutes without it.
Human?
You know? You've been spoiled by all the winning.
Yes. Exactly. We've been spoiled by the winning and, not just winning, but ass whoopings we've been giving out. And it's, with me, there goes the Super Bowl. There goes the MVP. There goes every, it's one game. It's one game in a 16-game schedule. At the end of
you're Randy Quaid in Major League.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you bums.
I forgot. Oh, that's such a good movie. But, yeah, we're disappointed, again, with the defense playing so well that game and our offense not showing up for some reason.
We used to do it the other way around.
Right. That we could have understood if it was a 48-40 game. But losing a 13-10 game is like, what? We don't lose those games. That's silly. Yeah. It's one game. Remember, in 2013, we lost the last three games, after a great run. So the season is not over by any stretch.
As long as the Rams lose another game, we're back on top. I think Dallas. It's less about Dallas. Who gives a shit? What I'm concerned about is that number one seed.
I agree. And look, I'm not saying we can't go into L.A. I mean, my God, we're getting off topic. I mean, I'm not saying we can't go to L.A. and win either, but, man, you want everybody to have to come through the dome.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. The fucking Rams, you won't lose, for fuck's sake,
I'm sure they were saying the same thing about us.
Yeah.
And we did, which means that it's possible. We beat them.
No.
We lost to Dallas. We lost to Tampa. Okay. And it's amazing that even, like, let's say you went out. And say the Rams went out. That means 14-2 doesn't even get you the number one seed.
Right. And 14-2 is a great season.
Yeah, that would be the best record we've ever had.
Right.
Exactly.
And still not the number one seed.
that kind of stings if you're looking out to it. But I'm kind of encouraged. I know we lost, but I'm kind of encouraged just the defense continues to play really well. Now, Dak was very efficient, and they threw for, almost 250 yards. But You know, we held Zeke to 76. The improvement of the defensive line, continuing to get takeaways, to me that just bodes well. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I trust this offense to not do this again.
Right.
And it's kind of good to get kicked in the mouth once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like,
we've been riding really high and looking invincible. And that was kind of the problem, too. Like, all in the media this week, I mean, Stephen A. Smith is wearing a fucking Breeze jersey right. And talking to Cowboys fans. It's like everybody now has turned to the Saints. And it's like,
yeah. The minute they do, we're like, nope.
Right? Yeah, go fuck yourself.
No. You weren't here when we started. Yeah, we're going to shake you off. This is where they shake off the fake fans.
I mean, everybody was on this. Everybody was on the Saints this week.
But now, here's a question for you. Did this game expose the fact that Michael Thomas is our only tier one receiver? I like Traquan Smith, but I mean, the dude didn't catch a pass. But
and he's still a rookie, too. I mean,
right. And Kirkwood, and I mean, think about it. Like, aside from Kamara, who's a running back, not a receiver, who does Drew Brees have to throw to that can be consistently reliable? I mean, Kirkwood has had a couple of good games, but then here comes the Dallas game.
And I mean, look, they covered us well. They got pressure, and they covered well, sometimes illegally, but they still covered well.
No. Okay. They just beat us. On defense, they beat us. Again, you know, did they find something? Is it being physical with the wide receivers off the line? Or, you know.
Everyone has
a game like this. And like Jason said earlier, you know, Sean Payton always loses to teams he's not supposed to. There's not one season you can't say that.
And this might not – well, that was Tampa. This game, maybe we were supposed to. Maybe the matchups line up. Dallas's defense is for real. They just proved it. They needed to come out here, beat the best offense to say it's not a fluke. We are a legitimately good defense, and that's what they are.
This was their Super Bowl, and they played like it.
Yep.
Right. Right.
Yeah. This is as close to the Super Bowl as they're going to get.
Right. So you just take it as a learning game. We've always said it before. You know, you learn more in a defeat than you ever do in a victory.
Yep.
And
don't we have some injured players coming back soon as well?
Ted Garrett or in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Well, no, Meredith's done. But I mean, Davenport's played the last 2 weeks, so they're easing him back into it. Mm-hmm. Now there was a report, and I haven't heard anything since, but there was a report that Ramczyk left the game in a sling.
I heard that.
His arm in a sling. But, I mean, that was, I think, the night of, and I haven't heard anything since. So, hopefully that's... Hopefully that's not serious, because that would be a massive blow.
That would be huge.
Yeah.
Do we know when he left, too? Because that could also explain some of that.
I think it might have happened. I don't think pressure. He left the game. He didn't leave the game. I think it might have been on that final interception. But I don't know. I don't know any details on it. Nothing's really come out about it yet. Although it's weird, yesterday after the game, like, I didn't even check the Advocate or NOLA's website once because I just didn't want to see anything.
Well, so you didn't see the NOLA or the WWL article about the last time the Saints win streak was stopped by Dallas, we won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, right, I've seen all that. Whatever. Different team. I'm not putting any.
Well, you know what? Scott and I were texting about the upcoming games. He's like, and we got to play Carolina twice. And he says, you know, that in 2009, the three teams we lost to was the Bucks.
What a coincidence. Dallas, just a coincidence.
And Carolina. Right. So he's like, nothing. I sure don't want to lose to Carolina. He's thinking, I said, well, maybe if the way that we have to win the Super Bowl is to lose to those three teams, then sign me up for a loss. I mean, you got to pay to play, right? So it is interesting that history might repeat itself or has so far.
It's a nice coinky-dink.
Yeah. Final thoughts on the game before we move on.
The one thing that really sucks is just losing the fucking Cowboys and their fans. That's thing. I always hate to do that. But, I was over it pretty quickly. I didn't linger on this loss. I'm happy it happened now and not 4 or 5 weeks from now.
For me, you're over the loss because we're still only a two-loss team so far. But
we're 10-2.
Right.
I can't be mad.
The thing that sticks in the back of my mind is the same thing why we were scared to get confident each week. Because the minute you get confident, that's when you lose.
And I had no doubt in my mind that the Saints were winning this game.
Oh yeah, listen to our show last week. Like, we sound like the fans we make fun of from other teams.
Yeah,
there's no way we lose this game. Oh man, we're gonna put 80-3 on them. You know.
Like Gunn had posted on his Facebook, he says, I predict the Saints will shut the game down in the first quarter, and by the third quarter, the Dallas fans will convert to Saints fans and start cheering for the Saints, very much like the end of Rocky IV. or
yeah.
So, I don't know. It taught me to not go there again.
No.
Until next week's show. Right, after we destroy Tampa. You're like, I'm back!
Then we're back!
No, but you're right. The fans had definitely started acting like the fans that we make fun of. That's a good point. Everybody's too confident. And, again, maybe the team got that way. So you come back and you
prepare.
You try harder. Right. And you know, what did Sean Payton say? He said it in his book after Super Bowl. You know, you need a crisis.
Yep.
You need a crisis. And a loss is a crisis, you know, on national stage, you're only scoring 10 points.
Yeah. Well, you know, and part of it, if you're going to lose an NFC game, lose to Dallas, like with the games you have left.
I'm going to try to lose to Dallas than lose last week to Atlanta or...
Yeah.
You know, right.
Tampa,
right.
Carolina.
This is the only NFC game left that we really could lose and get away with it.
Right, and get away with it. I get you right.
Yeah.
So...
All right, let's move into Look at Him Tweets.
Can't have that many, right?
Well, not too many, so that's why I'm going to back up into the tweets that came in during the game.
Bring it back, Mike! Bring it back! Whoa! Watch his fucking legs, Mike!
Well, one here is, y'all remember J.M. Klein, and we told him to change his Twitter name to Mr. Coach Klein?
Yeah. Right.
Bye-bye. He did tweet, changed my Twitter handle slightly after hearing Dome Patrol PCast say it out loud. I couldn't anymore, LOL. Now, he didn't change the vanity name, but he did change his @. So it's not @ J.M. Klein anymore. Now it's @ jklein504. So he still hasn't gone all the way to Mr. Coach Klein. But jklein504. All right, let's see. Then we got, I guess, Wheels during the game says, let the conspiracy theories flow. Who paid the refs? Is Jerry Jones secretly the entire Illuminati? What even are helmets, and how can one helmet hit another helmet? What about Roger Goodell's emails?
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the refs' fault that we lost that game.
No, if you followed Twitter during the game, though, and I'll say, like, again, we didn't get into it in game recap, and the helmet-to-helmet hit on Kamara, where he dizzily walked off the field.
That didn't cost us a game.
I know it doesn't cost the game, but after the other no call on targeting and that call no call on targeting, that's twice the refs ignored it. That's an ejection. I thought
player safety was the most important rule of the year.
No, no, no.
No, if you look, I don't know how many helmet-to-helmet calls
they called them all in the preseason, and they're not calling them now.
Right, because
there was an outrage in the preseason, like, oh, come on, that's ridiculous. So they completely stopped calling, even though some are warranted. I mean, that was clearly warranted.
Well, I mean, just like the quarterback sacking, you know, that was very heavy in the first three or four games. They've kind of backed off of that, too. You know, when the last time you've seen a rough?
Because the ratings are up. They can't have that.
The Saints get called a rough in the passer for hand tapping the helmet of Dak Prescott that cost.
Yeah, Von Bell. I mean... Look, if they did that on Breeze, they'd call the same thing.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't like it.
You got to deal with it.
I am going to be biased, like the referees. All right. So Jorge Herrera, am I crazy to think this might be good, a slap in the face to restart a new fire? We did talk about that just now. Aaron King says, this was sloppy. Next time, take the points and stop thinking you're the smartest man in football, Sean Payton.
Oh, that's that's a judgment call. You can't.
Well, but if he would have taken the points, 13-13 overtime, you know,
look, I don't everything else being going equal. I don't mind going for it. I just, the play call wasn't great. The way, you know, the line didn't block. I mean, you should have put the ball in Drew's hands and let him try to find somebody. That's the only thing I had against it.
Right. Always put the ball in Drew's hands.
Yeah. I was definitely telling, yeah, definitely go for it. And you're right there. With the way your offense is playing, I mean, you got to get seven.
Yeah.
You got to try it.
All right, Zeno came in. I'm not going to read it verbatim, but he had two tweets a little bit back-to-back. He said, basically, the first tweet was kind of blaming Breeze. I love Breeze, but a lot of it rides on his back. Living in Shreveport sucks right now. And then a little while later came back, though, and said, referenced the ride receiver drop. So, actually, I take it back. It's a team loss. Then he says, I'm buying a ticket to anywhere south of Alexandria. Because he lives in cowboy country. Neil tweets in, I can't wait to see how the team reacts against the Bucks. Moving ahead.
No, 100%. I mean, that's not going to – that's the Bucks can put up points. I mean, I'm curious to see how we play this game, you know. No, I don't even know who's starting for the Bucks.
It's Winston. Yeah, it's back to Winston.
Well, right, back to Winston again.
Our defense, though, is not the same defense that they played against last week, and we'll get into that. All right, next tweet, Big Easy Mafia, UK, says, I haven't seen the offense play that bad in a long time. 50% off day, 50% good Dallas defense, or is it more Dallas had our number and stopped us?
Yeah.
I think it's...
It's a little all the above. We didn't play well, that's and right. They kicked our ass.
So 50-50.
Yeah.
Maybe 80-20. 80, they kicked our ass. 20, we had an off day. I mean, we had an off day because they kicked our ass. All right. Life of Ty says, I'm kind of surprised we didn't run Ingram more against a physical defense like the Cowboys. They had an answer for everything Kamara did, and self-inflicted drops didn't help.
Yeah, it's a little all of it. I mean, I know the first three and out, we had three passes, didn't run it once. But, I mean... You know, we didn't gain a lot when we did run. I mean, their defensive line was playing tough, and our line just didn't. Our offensive line didn't have it today, so it was going to be hard to do anything.
Right. Well.
All right. And then now it's time for our segment within a segment, sponsored by Green Bomb. Taste some of this. So let's take the city.
I feel like ever since we've been doing this segment, he's gotten worse. Because he didn't do much.
No.
Of course. The minute, it's just like, it's anything. The minute we buy the product, it goes to shit. You know, we were like, I'm going to hold out. I'm not that confident about this team. I'm not that confident with them. And then take my money. And we lost. Taysom Hill. I'm going to hold off. I'm not that much. Okay, let's do a segment for him. And he's not good anymore. It's not that he's not good, but you know.
Well, it's tough. Teams have more film on that now. You know, we're going to have to come up with new wrinkles.
Yep. All right, so here's the tweet from Greenbaum. It says, let's be honest, we didn't lose because of the refs. We didn't lose because Drew Brees had a bad game. We didn't lose because the defense didn't play well. We lost because Taysom Hill didn't get enough snaps. Hashtag free Taysom Hill. So there's your Taysom Hill tweet of the week, and now it is time for Pick'ems.
Well, this will be nice and easy. I have nothing to recap since the games have not occurred yet.
Right. So basically next week it'll be an update on both weeks' progress.
That's correct. I was able to get some early lines on the games next week. Okay. Now, obviously some of these will change.
If you're going to tweet picks in. They need to be based on the lines that we put.
Well, yeah, they're based on the lines, but what I'm saying is the lines are going to change, so they could have an advantage. Like, let's one line now is 3 points. It could be 6 points
next
week. Okay,
they're not betting real money on it. I don't think anybody's paying putting that much into winning.
Right, nobody – right, whatever. It's fine. It's fine.
I'm going to get that edge on you.
All right. Our first game, the Indianapolis Colts at the Houston Texans. The Colts have been surging. Ooh. I believe they've won 5 in a row. At this point, Houston's won
eight in a row.
Yeah, 8 in a row. Houston gets Cleveland this week, so that could continue. This game is in Houston. Texans favored by 3. I'm going to go first. The Colts. I'm a believer.
I will take the Colts and the points, yes. Yes, wait.
I am going to take the Colts and the points.
Oh, three-way at the Indy Speedway. Ah. All right, next game. Philadelphia Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys. Ooh. So, yeah. So we know what Dallas has done. Clearly, they're in the driver's seat in the NFC East. Philly looking to try to come back. It's in Dallas. Cowboys favored by 3.5.
I'll take Dallas.
I'll take the Eagles.
I will take the Eagles as well.
All right.
Cowboys are going to have a letdown next week after being so up for the game against the Saints this week.
Okay.
All right, our next game.
They're going to stay up because it's a division game and they're trying to win that division.
The L.A. Rams. This is a big game. Travel to Chicago. Let's play the Bears. This week, Chase Daniel is playing, but Trubisky, I believe, was able to throw this week. So hopefully it'll be Trubisky following week. And that Daniel. And hopefully the Bears find a way to win. Hopefully the weather is snowy. It's in Chicago. Bears getting 3.5 at home.
Oh, give me the Bears.
I'm going to take the Bears as well.
The Bears are getting 3?
Getting 3.5 at home.
All right. That is going to be a three-way in the midway.
I need to trademark that. Our next game, the Minnesota Vikings. They play New England this week. Travel to Seattle. I believe gets either Arizona or San Francisco this week. I think they get San Francisco this week. Well, they'll probably win. Seattle's been surging a little bit. These are likely, you know, these two teams in Carolina will be battling out for the two wild card spots, I believe. This game's in Seattle. Seahawks favored by 3.
Ooh, everything's going to be 3. Ah, goodness. You know, they don't have that 12th man anymore. I watched them against Carolina. I like what the Seahawks are doing. I will take Seattle.
I think I am going to pick Seattle as well, if they're on a surge.
I'm against the surge. Give me the Vikings.
All right.
And now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go.
Of shit car, I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My car's a bit.
Which is actually a rematch of the shitty game of the week from week 10.
I'm taking the same team.
You would be smart.
I don't know who it is, but I'm taking the same team.
Tom Brady looks at this matchup and laughs because he gets to play it 4 times. The New York Jets at the Buffalo Bills. Last time, the Jets were favored by 7.5, and somehow I stupidly took the Jets. This time, Buffalo's favored by 3. They're at home.
All right. And I will stick with Buffalo. They're going to sweep the Jets.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson. I'm picking Buffalo. I learned never, ever take the Jets.
Yeah, make it a Buffalo threesome.
That's a three-way, not a threesome. It's a three-way.
Threesome in the parking lot because Canada. There have been videos of people fucking in the parking lot at Bills games.
Whoa. Well, I mean, that's all they can do.
They don't fuck around up there, although maybe they do.
All right. That's our pick-ems. Don't forget to get them in there. So next week we're going to get a double impact update on the rankings. In the meantime, let's get into Saints preview. match we've been waiting for since week one.
Saint. This is a segment Damon's been waiting for since minute one.
Yeah, that's true, right? It's Tampa again, and something tells me Tampa hasn't changed much, but the Saints have.
Well, they've changed quarterbacks. We won't be getting a streaking fifth magic.
That's true. They've changed quarterbacks multiple times.
Obviously, this defense is not the same defense Tampa played in week one.
For one thing, they haven't even seen Eli Apple.
Right. Nah, this team is ready, much like we are, to get back on the field and get that terrible loss in Dallas out of their mouth and play better, so there's no way, you know, Tampa isn't sneaking up on us or anything like that.
I do like that we get 10 days to prepare, because, I mean, something that wasn't really mentioned, I mean, we played 3 games in 11 days.
Or
that could play into the...
Or we played 14 games in 18 days. Because that Dallas was the 14th game. You know, we had a full week. We had a full week between, you know, between games and
fourth
and
game.
Dallas.
Yeah.
Right. So it's the fourth game in 18 days. That's a lot.
Especially when you're 39 trying to sling the ball around.
Right. You know, that's a lot. So we're looking for anything to... you know.
Any excuse to explain what happened.
Right, to explain what happened.
But, you're also getting back to 12 o'clock games.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so happy.
I'm not used to this anymore. We get to watch the Saints at noon. The central time zone.
And play on Sunday.
And the Sunday game, too, for that, yeah.
Well, but if you want to be a good team, you don't play at noon on Sunday. You know.
This is true, too.
And again, not a bud. But we're talking about Tampa now. Fuck the Dallas game. That's over with. I said, yeah, look, Tampa is who we thought they were all year long, going between the Magic and the Crab Legs. And
did you see their attendance was so bad at the last game that they are now giving free tickets? Like, if you're a season ticket holder, you can get free tickets to the game.
To who, Tampa?
Yeah.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah, for this week's game against Carolina. They're giving away free tickets to the game.
Holy cow.
Wow.
We went to Florida during Thanksgiving week and flew into Tampa and drove.
We flew!
And driving through Tampa, there were more Go Bolts stuff, billboards, banners. And
you
stuff
mean Lightning? The Tampa Bay Lightning?
I don't know. Go the Bolts. Who's the Bolts? I don't know.
Tampa Bay Lightning's their hockey team.
Their hockey team.
There was more of that than there was Go Bucks.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. The city's not with this team. So, yeah, when the Saints come to town, I also have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of black and gold, and it might even, Damon's going to be one of those games where you're in the kitchen, you hear a big cheer.
Right, you can't tell what's going on.
Might as well assume something good happened for the Saints.
Do you feel more confident going against Winston than you did against Fitzpatrick?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah, again, that worried me, you know, going into week one that it wasn't Winston because he was suspended. Yeah, Winston is not a good quarterback.
He should throw a pick or two this game. Should.
Right.
What I was just reading, though, was about Tampa's defense and how they have, in fact, improved against the pass over the last couple of games, only letting up 197 pass yards per game because they've improved on, like, the defensive line, I guess. Was it Jason Pierre-Paul and Carl
they beat the 49ers, they beat the Browns, and then they beat those first two games of the year, they beat us and the Eagles. So after that, after those two fluky wins, I mean, they've only got two wins against, you know, at that point, the Browns. I don't know if Hugh Jackson was still coaching, or they may have been the first week without him, but they lost to the Bengals, Panthers, Redskins, and they lost to the Giants. I mean, they're not, you know, they're not good. So we should bounce back this week. We got 10 days to prepare. We just got kicked in the mouth. Tampa's not good. Jameis Winston is not good. But are you worried at all? Like, because it's a road game and this is just kind of a fluky thing, like, what if, I mean, could you imagine we're this good this year and somehow get swept by the fucking Bucks?
That's the point. The part where I'm not worried is a combination of the fact that no matter how good the Bucks are, we really almost beat them in week one with a shoddy, shoddy defense. Now we
it was more than shoddy. If you did you mean to say shitty?
Yeah. We look at what our defense has been doing and how much it has improved. I don't care how good Jameis Winston did against San Francisco, and I don't know what's going to happen against Carolina, but there's no way that our defense can't handle Tampa's offense this time around. Okay, and we've also upgraded from Crawley to Apple. So, and the defensive line gets better pressure on quarterbacks, and we've stopped the run. I mean, there's no reason this defense can't handle Tampa Bay. Now flip it to the other side. We also scored 40-plus against Tampa in week one. Our offense has gotten better since then. The only thing that Tampa could do to stop us would be with their defensive line. We don't know about Ramczyk. We don't know about what Armstead. Do we know if he's...
I don't know. I mean, I don't even think he practiced this past week. So I would think he's probably at least out this week, you know, thinking, okay, well, maybe we can get by Tampa, but then we're going to have the Panthers.
So,
So DeSean Jackson isn't playing this week for Tampa with a thumb injury. So if he misses next week, that's huge because the combo of him and Mike Evans are pretty good. So if we only have to go against Evans, that will definitely help. Didn't Jackson have a couple big catches on the...
Everybody had a couple of big catches on week one. But yeah, I mean, so am I worried about the game? I'm more confident than I would be worried, but I'm not going to do the same thing we did going into the Dallas game and saying there's no way we lose this game. I think that it's possible to lose this game. They clearly beat us once. It might be a game of matchups. It's, you know, just one of those things. Like you said, like, we can still win the Super Bowl, but if that one specific team just happens to have the right players in the right spot.
Yeah, now, I mean, look, in the first matchup, I mean, this is the game that Thomas had 16 catches for 180 and Kamara had 9 for 112.
Yeah, well, yeah, their defense is like tissue paper, so.
Right. So, right, our defense has improved. I mean, even in the first game when our defense is that bad, we held their running back to 69 yards rushing. Nice.
Yeah, look, it's the NFL. It's, you know, going into week with next week's a week 12. I mean,
next week's week 14. Next week is week 14 in the NFL.
Right. The last quarter of the season.
Right.
Man, but football season's almost over.
Right. But,
sad?
So the teams from week 1 and week 14 are always different. There's no team in the NFL that's the same. I don't know if you can look at the first game and take anything away from it.
Yeah, we can. Oakland sucks.
Oh, no, matchup.
I know it's not our matchup. God damn.
So,
I think also the punch in the face that Dallas did give us, this team is going to get back into the film room. They're going to get back into the game plan. Sean Payton is not going to let this team show up unprepared. You don't follow a loss with another loss. Not when you're this good. You know, this kind of a team. We talk about how this is the best team the Saints have ever had.
Okay, I still feel that.
And the way you make sure that that's a true statement is you don't follow a loss to Dallas with a loss to Tampa Bay. Okay, because at that point, no, you can't say this is the best team we've ever had.
So,
I mean,
be a way we lose this game. We should not lose this game. If we lose this game, then it's cause for concern about whether or not we can actually make a run in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean,
show them what you're made of.
Look, that loss last week was a nice reminder to them that nothing's ever given, no matter how good you think you are.
Right.
It's the NFL. It's not college. You're not going to be Alabama every week blowing people out. I mean, that's never, that doesn't happen in the NFL. So, yeah, we lost. It happens. There are no 16-0 Super Bowl winners.
One.
Well, no.
They didn't even go 16-0.
No, they didn't. They won 14 games. And there have been other teams who've gone 15-1 and lost the last game, anyway.
England went 16-0, but they didn't win.
They didn't win. Right. There are no 16-0 Super Bowl winners.
They actually went 18-0, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
they went 18-1.
Right, right. So we got to put the Dallas game behind us, take it as a learning experience. Trust me, I believe in Coach Payton and the coaching staff and these players, and they'll bounce back. So, I mean, we're talking about Tampa now. Like you said, 10 days to prepare, want to get this bad taste out of their mouth. They will be ready.
And that's the other thing. It's 10 days. It's like a bye week. And, Sean, we usually come out of bye weeks really prepared and really well. The rest is a perfect timing for that last quarter of the season and to get into the playoffs. And if you think about it, we've ideally here, we get this break. We play three games and get another break. Wink, wink. If, you know, we're in a position to rest some of our starters going into the playoffs. And then you get another bye week in the wild card round. So,
well, I don't know. I don't know that we're going to have, like, if we're still trying to get number one seed, I don't think we're going to be able to rest in week 17. Like, let's say the Rams right. do lose one more game, 14-2. Means we got to win out.
But you at least get the first round bye.
I think that's...
No matter what happens, you at least get another round there. So we're going to get a good cadence, too, of play, play, rest, play, play, rest, kind of, for the rest of the season. I don't know. I'm looking ahead, but...
Yeah, I don't
think
you're
looking way ahead. What's your score prediction for the Tampa game?
Oh, man.
I'll say 38-28.
I'm going to be more conservative now. It kind of sting me a little bit. I'm going to go 31-17.
All right. I'm going to go 45-20.
Wow.
I mean, sometimes when you get punched in the mouth, you take
I thought we were scared 50 minutes ago. I thought we were all...
I am scared. That's why I'm giving them 20. And I'm only holding us to 45.
But you're back to 45.
Yeah. Dude,
so
we,
much
scored
for losing
40,
your,
we scored 43. We scored 43 on them in week one, and we've gotten better.
40, but...
Or whatever. Okay, fine. 40-20.
There you go.
All right. Any final thoughts?
So, I mean, I guess I was just thinking we hadn't talked about it yet, the whole Kareem Hunt situation.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good point, Jason.
So is Kansas City season done for?
It's not done for, but that's a huge blow to them. No, that's a huge blow to them. Look how nicely that sets up for New England. Now.
Yeah. For those of you who haven't heard, so Kareem Hunt was released by the Chiefs on
Friday.
The
video came out. Right.
For an incident that was happened back in February. Yeah. And he, until the video surfaced, allegedly, right? What he pushed and kicked?
Pushed and kicked.
A girl.
Yeah.
And according to him, she called him or his friends the N-word. She got attacked because she refused to sleep with his friend. Now, if you ask me, why can't it be both?
So this clearly happened. The Chiefs interviewed him about it. Apparently, he lied to him
back
about
in February. Right,
right, right. Back in February,
he lied to them. He didn't admit doing it.
Well, that's what apparently in their statement. That's quote unquote why they released him was because he lied to them when they first asked.
Oh, they didn't release him because he did it. They released him because he lied.
Well, that's the thing.
Well, remember,
and the
cover-up is always worse than the offense.
Mm-hmm. It comes out and says the NFL didn't look into it, Chiefs didn't look into it, didn't get the video. I'm like, wait, if something happens, the NFL can do
pretty much get
whatever they want through back channels, and they say they don't look at the video, then they didn't want to look at the video.
Well, you look at the Kareem Hunt, and you go back to Ray Rice. You know who released the videos both times?
TMZ.
TMZ. And the NFL can't get it?
Right, bullshit.
Really?
Bullshit.
Well, you all need to call TMZ and hire whoever
they went out of their way to try to get all this nonsense on the Saints and fucking Bounty Gate. You know, they could do everything and get all this fucking bullshit. But they're going to look
No, they can't. They didn't have anything on Bounty Gate.
No, let's not talk about Bounty Gate. That's a long time ago. That's over with. But this situation,
same bullshit. The NFL looks into what they want to look into. The NFL could have clearly gotten this date if they wanted to.
I don't know.
They chose not to. No bullshit. They could have gotten it. They chose not to. It's weird how.
Well, look, I'm not going to say that. I mean, you can say what you want about the NFL, you know, front or head office. But look, after the Ray Rice debacle, which was, I mean, huge, you would think if God bless, you would think if they knew there wasn't tape, and they did, they knew there was security.
They wouldn't do the same thing they did before. They did the exact same.
Well,
thing.
You can't. I mean, that's just insane.
Well, you can't. The thing is, let back up. Okay, so whatever happens in February happens. They talk to him about it. He says he didn't do it. No prosecution yet. You can't act on that. You can pursue a tape and try to see if you can get it. And that's
correct.
Right. And yeah, maybe the NFL or the Kansas City Chiefs didn't pursue it aggressively. They might have picked up the phone. Hey, can we see the tape? No. All right, then. Or maybe their whole point was, we'll just let the legal process play itself out. And when it comes out, that's when we'll do something. Until then, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Exactly.
And so they, you know, I don't know that they completely mismanaged the situation this time. I kind of think they looked at it like, you know what? The tape's gonna, if there's a tape, it's going to come out. And when it does, that's when you're going to get suspended if it proves that you did something.
But
or whatever the punishment might be.
Wouldn't you try, like, if you know there's a tape out there, wouldn't you go beyond just.
Did she press charges?
I think supposedly she
did. Did she press charges?
I guess not. I don't know.
Was there a court case? Was there a judgment? Was there a ruling?
Right.
There wasn't.
So what are you going to do? You're going to be the moral police now. If you want the NFL or the Kansas City Chiefs to fire their players for the things that they do while they're – for an allegation – no, well, no, this one's true.
Allegedly.
For the things that, for the things that
no,
they
no,
do
– No, until the tape
when
came out
not
the allegation,
on the job,
he
then
said,
that means that you want
that he
your
said,
job.
He said.
Would you want your job to fire you for the things that you do while do and say or how you act when you're not working?
The NFL – obviously, look, these players have to learn – I mean, you know, domestic violence or violence against women is taken very seriously by the NFL. And if you're proven – you know, Ezekiel Elliott – was suspended last year when the victim recanted her story and there was no court case and all that, and he was suspended. So if you're a player, besides the moral fact you should never lay your hands on a woman, he messed up, he lied about it. Now his career is in jeopardy, not just his season.
You know what? I think somebody's going to claim him.
No.
He's
well,
too
they,
good. He's young and he's
they
in his prime. It's
first
not like
of all,
he's,
they,
like Ray Rice was near the end of his career.
Right. Well, they can't the claim him because he's on the commissioner's
exempt list.
Right. So he's done
for
he's
the
done
year.
For this year. He's done. He's going to be done for.
Well,
next
I think
year.
Jason might be talking. Gonna, you think the exempt list is going to carry into the next season?
100% at a minimum, he's suspended for a year at a minimum.
Well, then if that's the case, and he's out of football for a year. I mean, he could keep himself in shape in other ways, and then maybe some team will pick him up after that. Remember, everybody's got a short memory, too. By the time that suspension's over with and somebody picks him up, only a few people are going to be angry about it, and it's not going to be enough to make us...
Well, and then maybe somebody else will... Something else will happen, and people... Oh, look over here!
Right.
That's what we do.
Yeah, Trump will make a tweet, and everybody will overreact to that.
But he will have to... rehabilitate his image because but again I'm telling you his you know instead
wow,
of if he would have been honest and said yes there was a physical altercation again you know maybe they suspend him and don't release him but the way this came out stupid all the way around
it just like it's weird how all of a sudden nothing happened. Oh, here's a video 2 months later. Like, that continues to happen. That is kind of crazy.
I don't know.
Look, I don't think Kareem Hunt's career is over. I think at some point, either this year or next year, he will get signed by somebody.
And it sucks for the Chiefs because the rest of the team and the fan base are the ones that are
their fan base, you know, online, you know.
They have to be crushed.
Well, they were just going off and they get, NFL conspiracy and this and
it's not really
for some reason. For some reason, they were angry at their owner. I'm not sure why.
This is payback for that guy keeping your shirt 2 years ago.
You know.
That's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast, or you can follow us on Instagram. And then you can listen to us on your podcast app. And, of course, the old-fashioned way of listening, Dome Patrol podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, 10-game winning streak donkeys.
Good night, Hootat Nation.